Rickleblog, 06 February 2007, Taking the Deb Challenge. My friend Deb has a blog. It's even more oriented towards the culinary arts than is this, my blog. I think it may have something to do with her sophistication as a food preparer. For example, I think she would find my surprise that it is possible for an actual person to make tea somewhat jejune. But her blog of yesterday was different. Prompted by an episode of painting and premeditated CD sortation, she issued an invitation to her readers as follows. I hereby invite all bloggers and non-bloggers to participate in whatever way pleases you the most. Please supply photos to go along with each question. Warning, there are photos in this blog. You should probably read it. It pleases me most to do my own blog on the subject, since if I simply add comments to hers, I'll have to write a second blog item for myself. Her questions follow. 1. How do you organize your CDs, e.g. in alphabetical order or by genre? Photographs, like this or this. Well, organize may be a little optimistic, because the photographs are just CDs arranged very haphazardly in an old Poland spring water box or on a shelf. I used to use the CD racks in the top photo back when CDs had relevance, but guess what? Now they're all on the computer. Deb didn't ask about vinyl, but the records are also in random boxes while their digitally encoded avatars repose on my hard drive. Her question number 2. What is your favorite style of music? My answer, rock and roll, baby. Her question number 3. If you arrange your music alphabetically, what is the strangest combination of artists in your collection? Strictly speaking, I'm not obliged to answer this because my computer does the alphabetizing. The question is moot. I deal with that on my own. But you know I'll answer anyway. Answer. Tom Lehrer is next to the Left Bank, and the Arrogant Worms are next to the Association. Along the same lines, her question number 4, what is the best combination of artists' styles that popped up just because you alphabetize them? How about 10,000 Maniacs next to the 13th floor elevators? Deb, you might recall, makes beautiful and extremely yummy chocolate. I'm not likely to ignore her requests. Now playing Cannibal Song, Grace Slick, which is pretty odd next to anything.